City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, and it's City Talk 105.9, the new home for great music and great conversation. It is Bloke Talk, and I've got a memo here, guys.
A memo.
Whoa. Toby, I've got a memo here from the boss. Listen, that sounds like a proper memo, doesn't it? Do you want to know what the memo says?
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
It says, guys, because that's what we are. It says, guys, just to let you know, this Bloke Talk will be the last in the current series.
Ooh.
All right, so it is. If you're listening to this across Liverpool, North Wales and North West England, it is the last in the current series of Bloke Talk.
It's been a long series, hasn't it?
It has been long.
Really?
So I'm going to put a warning at the beginning of this show, and it's this. Because this is the last Bloke Talk in the current series, it might come back. Things could be a little bit different because there's that kind of D-mob feeling. Do you know what I mean? You just kind of let your hair down.
Come on.
I've got some bits. I haven't even said who
you are.
You've
got some bits?
I've got some bits to play out. I've even wired up the turntable. So if the moment kind of like is right, we could have a little bit of rock and roll. Should we want a little bit of rock and roll?
All right. I love the way that's on proper vinyl.
Yeah, we don't muck around on Bloke Talk. Yeah. So
how
it could all go off, basically.
How did you choose that particular disc?
It's a long story. So Toby's here. Hello.
Hello.
Laura's here.
Hi.
And because this is going to be the kind of Bloke Talk where, you know...
Anything could happen.
You need a proper bloke.
We got another bloke in the studio, and he's been on Bloke Talk a number of times before, some of which you've never heard, because every time he's been on Bloke Talk, we've had to get the digital razor blade out and take our massive chunks of him talking about all kinds of things.
He's already rocking in anticipation of what
on the radio.
Filth he might come up
and that
with.
Is Paul Jacobs.
Good evening.
You're right. So, and basically, I think as a rule of thumb, what we'll do, if anyone passes a studio window,
we have
to
grab
talk
them.
To them, we'll grab them.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The only reason I'm going to do that on the basis that I have quality control.
Okay.
All right? Because if it's someone who's boring, we don't want to talk to them.
No, fair enough.
You know, if it's someone we want to talk to, we'll get them in.
Or and a pretty lady. We can just look
say,
at them.
Pretty lady. They can come and stand in the corner and just kind of look.
Pretty men for pretty. Laura as well.
Yeah. So we're here. How is everyone? Everyone all right?
Yeah.
Good.
Good form.
I'm quite sad to see the end of the series, but looking forward to the odd break one evening a week.
Well,
we
came out, didn't we, if you pardon the expression, several weeks ago, where we made it quite clear that this show doesn't go out live because it does get repeated on a Sunday sometimes, and also it is downloadable. So it is recorded during the week. We come into a studio on a weekday evening and we sit here, turn on the microphones, I crank up the recording machine and off we go. Well, normally,
shoot the breeze.
What?
We shoot the breeze.
We do shoot the breeze.
That's what you
chew the cud.
And we chew the cud.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Well, that's so, you know, I'm from the city and I do the fashionable phrases because, you know, they're in vogue. Forget about those stupid
phrases.
You're going to say it's a cathartic experience.
We've been
next.
Chewing the cud for an entire series, Paul Jacobs.
Yeah. He's been talking.
We've been shooting the breeze as well.
That's yeah. So. For a whole series. Don't
when
you come in now.
When was the last time you did something a little bit off-centre, left field, that tested you a little bit?
Probably the last time
you didn't feel comfortable with, guys.
What, during this show?
Yeah, when's the last time
the last time I didn't feel comfortable was when Duncan brought in boiled squid from a tin.
Yeah.
I didn't
really?
Feel comfortable that day.
And the scorpions.
And scorpions.
When's the last time on your own, Toby Gillis, on your own, you visited a lingerie shop?
Why did you ask me that?
Pretty obvious, isn't it? Because you haven't, have you?
Because you're a pervert?
No, I don't think I ever have on my own. No, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Would you feel out of place? Would you make you feel a little
bit... No, I think I'd do it if I'd had reason to.
What shot would make you feel a little bit, Laura, out of your depth?
A bookies.
That's interesting. Have you never been in a bookies before?
Yeah, I have, but only with a man.
Oh. Out of your comfort
zone? Pete just went past.
Yeah. Pee-pee.
I would more than happily let her come in, but I don't think she would.
Now, before we go back to the bookies, I've got to say that I found some stuff we've done on Bloke Talk in the past, and I think we should play some of it out, because, you know,
yeah.
It was all right. It's the series.
And one of the things we found, talking about Toby's partner, Pee-pee, who's just walked past the studio window, is we have Laura and her bloke Dave, and we did Bloke Talk, Mr. and Mrs.
That was brilliant.
We could play a little bit of that out. Would you like to hear that, Paul?
Absolutely.
Oh, I loaded up, and I'll tell you what, we'll do that in a second. But what's the problem with bookies? Because this man knows everything about horse racing. You could get a crash course.
They just made me feel a little bit intimidated.
Crash being the operative word.
I don't know, because I don't know what to write on the betting slip, and I don't know how it all works. And
don't you just tick a box?
Last weekend, I went in to put a bet on the cup final, and also Britain's Got Talent. Both of which I lost.
Did you back Subo?
I didn't. No, I backed a little lad called Shaheen.
Waste of money and time.
Shaheen knocked out our Liverpool group, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it wasn't the exorbitant smell of BO when you walked in there that put you off?
Yeah, well, it's just I just get a bit intimidated. I went in with a man. I always get a man to come in with me.
But they're not out of a bookies recently, Duncan?
Yeah, I got chucked out of a bookies on the South Coast.
What happened?
I went on the day before the Grand National, and I went to put a bet in. Oh, no, it was the morning of the Grand National. I took my little girl with me. And what's so funny? And I went...
Duncan got chucked out of a bookies.
Do you want to hear the story or not? It was a Saturday morning. And...
Isn't that funny?
I've got a little girl who's 4 years of age called Lily. Bless and she said, where are we going, Daddy? I said, we're going down the betting shop. And she said, what happens there? I said, you give money to a man, and if you're any good, he gives you a lot more back. And she likes the horses, because she likes rugby. She'll stand in front of the television watching the rugby.
How do you link horses and rugby, exactly?
Shut up for a second, I'll explain.
They're all beasts.
She likes, you know... They're all beasts and they run around.
Right,
so she'll stand there watching the rugby going, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball. And she likes the horses because she goes, go faster, go faster, go faster.
Great,
so anyway, I thought, we'll put a little flutter on the horse. I can't remember what I backed. So I went to this betting shop and I went in there. And I mean, you know, my little girl, blue eyes, blonde hair, quite, well, actually very pretty. It makes me wonder whether or not she's mine. But... So we went in there.
We should do a Jeremy Kyle style DNA test on Bloke Talk with her,
yeah.
Just to find out.
Anyway, we went to the betting shop, and I was there, and I had a little ticket, and I had the pen and stuff, and I was putting down what I wanted. And this woman, this quite plump woman, came over. She said, "You can't do that, sir." I said, "What?" She said, "You can't do that." I said, "What?" She said, "Is this little girl yours?" I was like, "Yeah." Not allowed in a betting shop. And you know what I'm like sometimes? I said, right. I said, what you think she's going to put 200 quid on the 230 at Chepstow? What's your problem here? And the woman said, it's the law. Because, of course, when people say it's the law, it's the law. How dare you question the law? I said, right. Okay. I said, how am I going to put a bet on the horse and if you're going to chuck me out of your shop with my daughter? And she said, I'll come outside with you. And then I felt really bad for being... blunt and brutal with her. So she came outside and I filled out the thing and Lily was going, what's the matter, Daddy? And I said, we've been thrown out of a bookies. And I filled out the thing, gave the money. And to be fair, the woman went away, she put the bet on, she came back out.
Oh,
but of course, the thing was, is one, my horse lost, and two, I now have a four-year-old who's running around who promptly went to nursery school on Monday morning.
Told everybody
and
she'd
said,
got chucked out.
I went to the betting shop with Daddy and we got chucked out.
Do you know what you should have done, of course? You know what they should do?
Yeah.
They should have posts outside for you to tie your children to.
Yeah, I don't understand what the issue is of having a four-year-old in a betting shop. I just do not see what the problem is.
I guess it's the theory of having them around gamblers, and they don't.
You can take kids into pubs, though.
Yeah,
exactly my point. The law's an arse, and it's made up of arses.
Yeah, but do you not think kids understand that you have to drink something, and they don't necessarily understand that what you are drinking is alcohol, and therefore it's different
to
them? Yes,
they do, because they see other adults falling over and smelling of booze. They get
other
it. When you say other, yeah.
Yeah.
Not you, Duncan, of course.
No, I never get drunk in front of my daughter.
Or at all, indeed.
That'd
You're
be,
a sensible,
I'm very,
responsible
very
drinker.
Rarely get hammered. Well, I've got this piece here of Mr. and Mrs., which we'll have to play in the next chunk because it's quite long.
Play the whole thing.
No, we should. What about the chat up thing? Let me just have a look at the chat
up
thing.
Oh, that was hilarious. That's got to be my favourite moment of bloke talk so far.
Do you want to hear the chat up thing? Do you want to explain to Jakes what it was?
Basically, Jakes, what it was is I bought in a book called I Love Babies and Other Lies That Men Tell to Get Women into Beds. And we decided to act a few of them out.
Yeah. Do you want to have a listen?
Yeah.
You might learn something. You might learn some chat up lines here.
Don't need any.
It is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9. It's last in the current series, and this is some of the stuff we've done before.
Well,
now, listen, I've got this three here, Toby, starting with this one here, and then that one
I
there.
I like the picture.
And then that one there. Don't read it out yet. We've got to create the right ambience here, okay? So what I want you to do... It's funny, isn't it? What I want you to do is, Laura, I want you to be the lady.
Okay.
Because you'll be good at that. And Toby, I want you to be the man. Right. I don't want you to go in using this particular lie or chat-up line. You've got to have a little bit of patter.
I'm going to try and...
All right? A little bit of patter. And I'm going to create the ambience, okay?
Can you be the barman?
This is good. Well, do you want a bar or do you want a nightclub? What do you want?
I don't really do
nightclubs.
I think. I'll do you one of both, all right?
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to make the nightclub noises in the background, all right? And Toby, you need to start. You've got to have the conversation
I'm
with Laura.
Have to sort of shout
all that jazz. And then I want you to get in with the kind of like the lie or the chat-up lies and let's see if it works.
You know what? I'm terrible at this.
You've got to work for this. Already, so this is nightclub, okay? All right, okay, this is nightclub. I can't keep this up for long.
Right? What's your name?
My name's Laura.
How are you doing? You having a good night?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Do you know what?
What?
Do you know what, love?
Hang on, what?
Keep making the go. Do you know what, love? Doesn't bother me if my girlfriend doesn't shave.
What?
That is one of the funniest things I have ever heard. Can I just point out I got genuinely hit on the head just then? You see, let's look at this chat up line in the cold and sober light of day. Okay. Now, regardless of where you are, the mere structure of the sentence, the words that's used, what it actually implies, and whether or not it's a lie or not, would you like to repeat the line?
Just repeat it with me, try not to laugh. Yes, excuse me, love.
Excuse me.
It doesn't bother me if my girlfriend doesn't shave. I mean, that is quite a lie, isn't it? It's so deliciously surreal.
That's been about it.
There's a picture of a monkey next to it.
All right, listen. We ought to do the. We ought to do the other scenario.
Okay, do another one.
We need to take a break in a second. Let's crowbar this one in. All right, so you wanted... well, it was marked, wasn't it? It was the one after the orangutan picture. Right. Okay, now, so this is... all right, so how are we going to do this? You want me to be the barman?
Yeah, let's. I'll go for the can I buy you a drink line.
What am I doing?
You're the barman, getting us the drinks.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So you order a drink and then I'll be standing at the
bar. Well, let's have a bit of patter, yeah. Yeah, all right, okay, ready? All right, mate, what can I get you?
All right, just a...
Because that's how all barmen talks, didn't you know?
All right, just a...
little bit cockney.
Just a bottle of beer, please.
What kind of beer would you like, sir? We got Budvar, Budweiser, Heineken. What would you like?
I'd like a bottle of generic house beer.
That's a good choice, sir.
Oh, you're
there
right.
You are.
And one for the lady as well, I think.
What would you like, madam?
Oh,
what would you like?
White wine spritzer,
Bacardi
please.
And soda.
White wine spritzer, please.
Are you from Essex?
Yeah.
All right. White wine spritzer. All right, here you are. That's
so
lovely.
What's your name, love?
Tina.
I'll go and get some nuts.
Right, Tina. I've got to just tell you. Before you drink that drink.
Want
a peanut, by the way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll have a peanut, yeah. What's your name, then?
I'm Toby, by the way.
Oh, nice to meet you.
All right,
thanks for the drink.
I love animals.
What? What, are you calling me an animal?
animal.
I tell you what, if they say you can laugh a woman into bed, it's going to do a good job.
I think I'd just be offended by that.
I love animals. Well, maybe it works. It is Bloke Talk, and it's the weekend, unless you downloaded it, and this is the voice of Liverpool, City Talk 105.9.
Oh, dear.
I love animals.
I don't mind if my girlfriend doesn't shave.
We used to all like each other, do you remember?
Yeah. It's before the animosity started. What do you reckon, then, Jake? Any top chat-up lines? We've got a few minutes before we have to go away and come back.
I'm worried why Toby used his real name and Laura didn't.
Yeah.
That's about self-esteem.
In the first one.
It's about self-esteem.
What are you saying? That I haven't got any
got a problem with
she
self-esteem.
She used her real name in the first one, in fairness to her. Yes, she did.
Bit of amateur psychology going on here. Well, you know, Jake, so I just want to say, because this is the last Bloke Talk in the current series, thank you for participating in the past. And Jonathan Dean, who is JD the Mute Producer, kind of like has had the remarkable job of chopping out the bits that we couldn't use because of some of the things you said.
And unfortunately,
but I
we
love
still
you
can't use them.
Yeah, we can't use them.
Well, I just think, you know, when it comes to Bloke Talk, it's either Bloke Talk, it's just talk. Take the bloke off.
Yeah.
Let's get straight to the jugular, shoot straight from the hip, and say how you're feeling about these experiences.
Coming from the man who's just lambasted Laura for saying chew the cud and shoot the
entire
breeze.
Series.
Now listen, you know what the greatest chat-up line... You know what the greatest chat-up line is? To be straight and honest with the person you're approaching.
Go on.
And the last time I actually bedded a woman in the same night, my chat-up line was this: you have the most beautiful hazel eyes. And that was enough. And it was, I delivered it in a sincere and honest and direct way.
Beautiful.
And you bedded her.
And she was a cracking...
It is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
So if you just joined us, then we have the news that this is the last in the current series of Bloke Talk. We're going to have a little bit of a break. So I'm here, Toby's here, Laura's here. We got rid of the obscene man from the first
It's been replaced by a pretty lady.
I know.
Yay! I've got another lady in the studio.
All of a sudden, the view in this studio has improved dramatically.
Yeah.
I mean, Paul Jacobs is all right, but, you know.
If only the webcam worked on recordings.
It's very true. How are you, Katie?
I'm fine, thank you.
How would you describe Katie Collins in a way that's not boring and dull when it comes to radio? Forget
Fred.
About the radio stuff. What?
Boring and dull.
No, you didn't hear what I said. What I meant was, is, you know, we could go on someone who reads the news.
Flame
boring.
Katie Collins.
Flamehead temptress.
Flamboyant.
Flamboyant.
Theatrical.
Leggy redhead. Are you theatrical?
Redhead. I am.
What does that, what,
she
how?
Theatrical. I used to be a dancer, didn't I, now?
Well, I don't know. What kind of, what?
No, not that kind of
a pole?
Dancer. No, I've had that when I first met my boyfriend, who's like, not a dancer. I was like, no, pole dancer. No, I used to be an Irish dancer.
Do you think you'd still be with your boyfriend if you had been a lap dancer?
Well, he'd been out with a stripper before, so probably.
Yeah, but he didn't last, so.
Probably be married.
Yeah. So, was that a career choice or just getting some cash?
No, I went to theatre school in London. And I always dreamt of being a presenter or a dancer, so I did the dancing for a bit.
Theatre school, what, like Sylvia Young?
That's exactly
what
I
meant, Well, what's the phrase they use? I can say this when this goes out. It's all tits and teeth, isn't it?
Yeah, tits and ass.
That's it.
Teeth, tits and ass.
Oh. So
what does that mean?
They didn't teach us that.
Explain to Laura what that means.
That's basically you have to stick your chest out and then always smile. They used to tell us to put Vaseline on our teeth. This wasn't at school.
Vaseline?
This is like during the shows, because basically when you jump up and down for 2 hours, you get really out of breath. So sometimes you need a drink. So you used to grease up your lips, grease up your teeth, and that way you'd have a permanent smile.
Wow.
Ooh. You learn something new every day.
And did you do that to your ass as well?
Oh, steady on. So what's this Irish... So was it a conscious decision to be called an Irish dancer?
No, it happened by chance, really. People came to the college and auditioned us, and they picked a few of us, trained us off, and we went off around the world.
How do you train someone not to be an Irish dancer?
Well, they used to give us a pole to hold behind our backs.
I knew there'd be a pole.
And you just have to hold it behind your back to keep your arms straight.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because you have to keep your knees together. So they put a lazy band around your knees and then turn your feet out. And we just did that for about 3 months until we were
Isn't
ready.
Isn't that what they call torture in China?
Isn't that a Guantanamo Bay thing?
Did they
give you an
strung
orange
like
jumpsuit
chickens.
And a pair of goggles, which you couldn't see out. And where did you go?
I started off on a North American tour.
Yeah.
Went up to Canada. Then we went to a mini European tour.
Mm.
Then we did Holland.
Yeah.
Then we did Asia.
Yeah.
And then went back to Reno. And then I went to Israel twice in between.
Get you.
It was good fun.
Are you in a relationship?
I am.
Is it a long-term one? Because we talk about relationships on Bloke Talk.
It is, actually. My five-year anniversary is approaching in a matter of days.
How are you going to celebrate?
Well, I've told...
You told him?
I've told him I want Tiffany jewellery.
Yeah.
And I want a red rose for every day we've been together.
Mm. Every day you've been together?
Well, you know.
That's several thousand.
Do you think he's going to deliver this?
No.
What's his bloke's name?
He's given up. Rob.
Rob. He's Rob given up? That's interesting. Given up as in doing little special things for you?
He thinks now he's given me a dog and an engagement ring. That's it. He doesn't have to
try anymore. In fairness, Duncan, the way he engaged is quite impressive.
Engaged?
Actually, isn't
what's the story?
The way he proposed is quite impressive. This.
It was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
After we peeled the spuds, very romantic.
Nice. Yeah.
No, I just got out of the shower and it was our first Christmas in our new house.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I had new gym jams on.
Right.
And and he was messing around saying, look at the lights on the neighbour's house.
Oh.
And I didn't have my glass on, looked out the window and thought he'd spelt out Merry Christmas on the floor. I was like, oh, that's nice. And he was like, no, look again. I was like, oh, just let me go and get my glasses. I looked out the window and he had like, marry me.
Oh, that is
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, that's an 8 or 9,
isn't it?
It
was good, and then there was champagne waiting. Yeah. Yeah, I had a new gym jams on that he'd give me for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then the next day, after giving me my presents,
he
bought up a little bag with this little head sticking out, and it was Trixie.
Oh, yeah,
I have to say, actually...
People who don't know, Trixie's your dog?
Yes, Trixie's my dog.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a little Yorkshire Terrier, although she's not really little anymore. She's quite big. She's big. Growing up to be a bit of a Rottweiler, to be honest.
I have to say, right, when Katie was off over Christmas and the holidays, she was more excited about getting a dog than getting engaged.
Getting the ring.
Yeah. That's a fact. Nice story.
That is a fact.
You see, Toby, you could learn from Rob's little proposal there.
Yeah,
but he says now we can't celebrate our five-year anniversary because now it's only the engagement.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's a bit lame,
well,
really,
it's the difference between blokes and birds, isn't it? Because you probably have down a date somewhere in a diary of your first date together.
Yeah, 12th of June.
Well, there you are. You see, what about you and Pee-Pee? I bet you can't remember the first day, your date together. You wouldn't know, would you?
Not a clue.
No, I've got no idea either.
I bet you know, really.
No, I know the date because she drums it into me when we became an item, but definitely not first date or anything like that. Yeah. No. In fact, in fairness, our first date, she didn't know was a date.
was she drugged? What's the story?
No, she. Well, yeah.
Smell this. Where am I?
My bedroom. She came over. I just said to her, "Let's go for a drink."
Yeah.
And she thought it was just
a drink.
Let's go for a drink.
Yeah.
But I had designs.
Yeah.
It's fair to say.
Did the evening end with a kiss?
No.
Oh.
No, the second one ended with a kiss.
Right. On the lips?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Where else? Okay.
I'll tell you what, we were playing out some bits of Bloke Talk that we found elsewhere. And there's two I want to play out before the end of the last in the current series of Bloke Talk. We can either have, and Katie, you can choose this, because they're both interesting. They're both based around relationships. You can either hear Laura and her other half, Dave, doing Mr. and Mrs.
And what's this Mr. and Mrs.?
You know the TV show?
Oh, I've always wanted to do that.
Or there's a guy who guested us on Bloke Talk a few months ago when Laura wasn't here, a bloke called Matt. You know Matt, who works here.
Yeah.
Matt Wilkins. Toby tells the story better than Matt.
There was a bit of a shock, wasn't there, about his girlfriend.
He discovered that his girlfriend actually did something for a living, which I suspect most blokes wouldn't like.
Yes.
So what do you want? You can either have Mr. and Mrs. I'll play them out both before we go, but Mr. and Mrs. or you can have Matt's story. What do you fancy?
I will go Matt's story. Then I'll get Mr. and Mrs. off Laura.
You want Matt's story. All right. When was this? It wasn't when Laura was in Berlin, was it? No, it was longer ago than that.
She'd have been somewhere exciting anyway.
I don't think you've heard this, Laura, have you?
No.
This is interesting. One of our colleagues went out with a lady. Turns out the lady had a very interesting career. It kind of went like this. I know nothing about you, Matt.
Really?
Does Toby know anything about? Do you know anything about Matt?
I know too much.
You probably know too much, I was going to say, don't you? Yeah.
Have you seen...
And I don't think I can tell my favourite story about Matt, to be honest with you.
I don't think anybody can.
Is it sordid?
It's not sordid, it's just probably quite embarrassing and not for daytime radio,
no,
or
this
pretty
is,
much
this
any
nighttime.
Time radio. I don't think it's
is
for
it,
any
is
time
radio. Is this
one
to do with an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, let's get that one.
Mm.
Put it this way, he was going out with a young lady. Can I say this? Do you mind me saying this? I'll put it nicely.
Go on, put it nicely.
Until he was going out with her until he found her on a website.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. What kind of website? Was it a dating website?
I believe it was an escort website.
Yeah, fantastic.
I know.
Yeah.
How long had you been going out with her for before that?
No, it wasn't that long, actually. I mean, the truth is I was set up with her by a friend of hers who then rang me up and said...
A pimp? No.
Who then said, oh, by the way, have a look at this website. I'm really sorry. So, well, yeah, it was about 8-9 weeks, really.
And how long ago was that?
Long enough.
Yeah. And that is definitely my favorite. It's a good story.
That's
isn't
a great
it? Good
story.
Way to start bloke talk, I think.
But I've got loads of questions, and a lot of them are related to the fact that how long did the relationship go on for, did you say?
No, it was 8 or 9 weeks. It wasn't long.
You got past the holding hand stage.
Yeah, we were past the holding hand stage.
So she was, you know, quite. Good.
Universal bloke. Sign language of. Oh, yeah. Hey? Do you know what? She was actually a lovely girl.
Yeah.
She was lovely.
So, did you just dump her, or did you confront her?
We just drifted apart. I didn't really say much. Yeah. I just stopped calling. Yeah. Or emailing.
Did you get into the habit of checking your wallet every time you left her flat? Oh, that's a great story. I never knew that. I've learned something in the first opening moments of Bloke Talk. Anyway, Matt, welcome, and thank you for stepping into the breach for the absence.
Apologies if you
thank
didn't
you for
want
that
story to come out.
If you discovered, Toby, let's say, now, no, it's not the case, but PP did something that she never, what? And never revealed to you. What would you do if you found out?
That's what I found out.
No, because I know PP and I like PP. So let's say PP, your other half, turned out to be a, let's say she was a stripper,
right?
And you didn't know about that.
Yes.
And you discovered it because you were online having a gentle little surf one evening,
which I don't do.
And you came across Liverpool strippers, and there was the details of your beloved. What would you do?
I think that's a dumpable offence.
It is a dumpable offence.
Not that she does that particular job, but that there wasn't enough honesty and trust that she felt she could have told me.
Yeah.
What about if she used to do it and then stopped?
If she used to do it, in all honesty, I think I probably wouldn't find it that easy to accept. But, again, I wish she'd have told me quicker, sooner.
So
we've been together long enough
it's
now.
It's the lack of honesty and trust as opposed to the actual job.
Yeah.
See, I'd laugh if Rob was an ex-chip. I'd love it.
What if he was what if he'd used to have been a gigolo? Sleeping with older ladies for a bit of cash. No one gets hurt. Straight financial transaction. The older ladies quite happy with the deal, and he walks away with a few quid. If he did that in his past, would you be looking at him in a different way?
I think probably not that much. Yeah, I know, he used to like the older lady anyway, so
did
he probably did.
Yeah, enterprise. Hey, he's making money out of it.
Yeah.
I see, I wonder whether or not that's morally right or wrong. Because I've been reading a book recently, and it's all about Alistair Campbell, you know, the bloke who was Blair's kind of spin doctor. And there was some speculation. It wasn't written by him, it was about him. Biography, and some speculation that for a couple of years in his life, he went off and he kind of busked around Europe playing the bagpipes to earn a few quid, but also he used to kind of accompany ladies for cash, not in a sordid way.
Like an escort.
Yeah, and I just, if it's a bloke doing it with a woman as opposed to the other way around, I think people sometimes have a different attitude.
Doesn't
don't
seem
they?
As bad, does it?
Why not? Why do you think not?
I don't know. I can't imagine why any woman would pay for that. I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
I'd have to agree.
If you're
because
a woman,
men are more desperate.
Do you think
women.
Business so, woman right. with no time to socialise and meet a man, and suddenly a business
I'd
dinner?
Just go
comes
on my
yeah,
own.
But having to pay for someone is a bit,
Yeah. Yeah, but maybe there's not. It's not just for sex. Maybe there's. As Toby's outlined in that scenario, which is what I was going to do, it's someone who's a career woman,
yeah,
you know, high powered, not a great deal of spare time and stuff. what's the problem with paying a bloke to spend the evening with you? And we're not just talking about a physical act. We're talking about, you know,
maybe even no
stuff.
Physical act at all.
You know, what's wrong with that?
I'd go out and meet
that?
Someone.
Yeah, I'd rather go to
not
a bar.
Not if you've got no time. This is
yeah,
what
but
we're
if
saying.
You had a free evening, yeah. Then you would have time.
I'm on the
well, so you'd rather have a one-night stand?
No, I'm not well, to go out
at least
night
then
stand.
She wouldn't be paying for it.
Exactly. No, yeah. Waste of money, if you ask me.
Mm. What about if a man wants to have a female escort? Is that a waste of money too? It's just that general act.
I see. I like what you said about
no, not really, not, but I,
women not being so desperate.
I can see,
you are right, of course.
Yeah, yeah. I can see why men pay for it, but I don't see why any
I
woman
think it's
would
easier,
because you don't have to.
Isn't it? Would you say it's easier for a woman to get a man than a
yeah.
man to get a
any
woman?
Any woman can pull.
How?
I've always said
explain.
That.
Explain. Go on.
Even
and elaborate.
Susan Boyle, right? If I took her on a night out in Liverpool, she. She could pull.
A bit of hot Subo action.
Yeah. Well, especially now, because she's famous and everyone...
And probably minted.
Yeah. I'd take Susan Boyle down the old news bar. Yes. Paparazzi snapping her.
I might have to edit that bit out. How can any woman pull a man then? What's the technique?
You don't need a technique. It's just because men are desperate.
Are desperate.
Especially when it gets to, like, 3 a.m. and they've got the beer goggles on.
Yeah, 2:55 when last orders goes in the last club in Liverpool.
Mm. Yeah.
Then and they haven't pulled yet.
They'll go for anything,
it is true, they will.
Yeah. In fact, I don't think they even need to be drunk.
Did you pull Rob or did he pull you?
He definitely pulled me.
How?
We're actually in the news bar.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
He was there looking for Subo. She just wasn't there.
3:05 in the morning.
People aren't going to... You're so cheeky. People are going to think I'm blind as a bat, which I am. I didn't have my glasses on. Right. This is my letdown in life.
Yeah.
So this person at the bar kept looking over at me and I kept squinting. So he thought I was interested, but I just wondered why he was looking over.
Just winking. I'm Mr. Magoo without his glasses. So the cupboard, I can't see. Who are you?
That's what he calls me. And in the end, he came over. And the deciding factor that I'd go on a date with him was that he bought us all a double vodka as opposed to a single.
You're such a classy bird. Yeah.
You go, girl.
What about Dave?
What about him?
Did you pull him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I pretty much stalked him.
You stalked him?
He wasn't interested in me at all, and I kept saying, come on, just go out with me. It'll make your life easier.
He's
going, no, I just want to be your friend. And I was like, well, I want us to have a relationship.
Do you know?
And I just wore him down.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, I want to say is that I'm just so glad that we've had Laura on this show because no other woman would be so refreshingly honest. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
You've got to grind them down sometimes.
It's just like, go out of me. No. Go out of me. No. I'm going to carry on asking. You might as well. No. All right.
You are too.
You can actually imagine that sketch in The Simpsons, can't you? Over and over again, someone asking Homer for a date.
Quickly before we go away and come back for the third and final chunk of Bloke Talk, which is the last in the series here on City Talk 105.9. The moment he said yes, what did you do? Did you go out and celebrate?
Did you leap on him?
I can't remember.
Did you go, oh, no, I've got you, I don't really know.
Change of mind.
It took so long for it to happen. He said yes, then he said no, then he said... Oh, God, do you know what? I can't remember that moment. It wasn't a joyous one, I don't think.
Katie, thank you. Nice to have you on Bloke Talk. And thank you, you know,
for
telling us your story about how you were proposed. That's quite romantic. Rob's, he's got it, hasn't he? Nine out of
10.
Yeah,
good old Robbie.
Nine out of 10.
But can I just say one thing?
Yes.
The Christmas before last. Now, this, I reckon, is probably why he was so good. This Christmas,
go on.
He bought me an electric toothbrush. And that was it.
Oh,
that
no.
was it. I gave him so much
He's
grief.
Lost a few marks,
he had
hasn't
to
he?
Come up with something good.
Yeah.
So,
did you mind that the engagement happened on Christmas Eve? Because Pee-Pee always says to me that she doesn't want, if anyone proposes, not necessarily me, whoever... For it to be on, like, an obvious date, like around Christmas or Easter or birthday.
The thing is, though, after peeling the spuds and the carrot and chopping the carrot, cabbage and all that malarkey, you don't expect someone to get down on one knee. And I did, actually. I always thought I'd know.
You see, I think it's interesting that you've had the conversation already with PP about if one of you were to propose, how it should happen.
Well, funnily enough, the conversation was had after I told her about what Rob did for Katie.
Oh, I should have told her
that. Rob's got a lot to answer for.
You're going to outdo it now.
That's it now.
Katie, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go away and come back. This is Bloke Talk.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing. Nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9. Great music, great conversation. This is the third and final chunk of the final Bloke Talk for a wee while. It's all right. It's fine. I'll tell you what I haven't done since we started. I haven't cranked up the Bloke Talk turntable.
Oh, get it on.
With a little bit of Bloke Talk rock and roll.
Get it on.
So whilst I do that, because, you know, I think we can do that. I've got a very, you know, a bit of rock and roll there. You two had a bit of a falling out during the week, didn't you? You had a bit of a spat. Yeah. What was it all
and
about?
Laura
got cross with
me. It was about a very serious topic.
It was.
Go on.
Apparently.
Britain's Got Talent.
No. Well, I texted you, didn't I? I texted you when, what are they called?
You were drunk and
what the name? What's the name's one again?
Diversity.
Diversity One, right? And
which
I texted Laura
that they
saying, thank God, because I don't like Susan Boyle, as we discussed in the
you
past.
You don't watch it, though.
I watched it enough to know what I thought
how
about
how many times
her.
Have you watched it?
I saw the semi-finals of those two and the last half of the final and the first few where you get rubbish people, because I like the rubbish people. They're
well,
the
so you saw Susan Boyle sing in the semi-final?
I've seen Susan Boyle, yes. I've
were
seen
were
Susan
you really
Boyle
drunk?
Three times.
Is that yeah, what you
were after, it was after the cup final, so
they're
I was quite
point,
drunk.
Yeah.
So, so I texted Laura saying, I'm really pleased, and Laura said, yes, I think that they deserve to win, but I also think Susan Boyle deserved to win.
Yeah.
Because
if you watched her performance on the night, it was a very, very strong performance. And I just really felt for her because of the media attention.
She should have done a new song. If she had done a new song, she would have walked it.
Well,
I agree with you on that one.
I know
lots of them sung their audition songs, and that was probably the wrong idea.
So I said that I think that Susan Boyle, basically the what I meant was Susan Boyle was only there because she's not very attractive, and I don't think she's that amazing a singer. Mm. She's just there because she it was like the shock value from the first show.
That's not true. But she's clearly a good singer.
She's a good singer, but there's loads of good singers around. Loads and loads.
She's very strong. She's got an amazingly strong voice.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm not convinced. And so Laura rubbished my
why would half the
world
be talking about her if she didn't have an exceptional
voice? Because of who she is and what she looks like.
Not just
it's
because
of
what
shock value.
Well, can I make an observation?
Yeah.
And tell me if you think
he was just
agree.
Being me. He was
hang
winding
on,
me up for
on.
No reason.
I just
Duncan.
Want to ask you a question. Is Susan Boyle?
Susan Boyle. That's a better name for her.
If Subo was 5'6", blonde hair down to her waist, blue eyes.
Voluptuous.
Do you think she would have got through as far as Susan Boyle?
Yes.
Did?
Definitely.
Disagree.
Because if you look who was in the final, if you actually watch the programme, which neither of you really do, look at someone like...
How? I watched it.
I watched it.
Admittedly under sufferance, but I watched it. Who came third? It was a saxophone bloke.
What's his name?
His name's Julian. Ha!
What's his surname?
Smith.
Okay.
Yeah, I may have been a bottle of murder on the evening, but I remember.
Okay, then, well, you'll understand my point. If you look at someone like Sean Smith, right, who was... he was quite an average singer.
Yes, I agree with that too.
If you compare Susan Boyle to him, she's about 10 times better.
Yeah, but that doesn't say much. You've just said he's an average singer as well.
No, because he's saying, would she have got through if she wasn't ugly?
I don't think she would.
What's my point?
Who used the word ugly? I didn't use the word ugly.
I don't think she'd have got through if she'd have been an attractive, blonde, young
25-year-old. Yes, she would have even been more likely to get through.
No, I disagree. She would... I disagree.
But you just said Sean Smith didn't get through.
It's harder to get through if you don't look the part. It's harder to get through.
No, because she captured... My point was she captured the public's imagination with the shock that she caused.
Because she was such a good singer.
Let's be honest. You went out of your way intentionally to wind Laura up on last Saturday, didn't you?
It was so annoying.
you?
Laura
you were belligerent, you were drunk, and you
Laura
thought it'd be
texted
fun
me
to
back
go with her.
Saying, you're basically belittling my opinions and saying you're stupid. So
he
I texted her back.
I got caught up in the hype.
I texted her back and said, you got caught up in the hype, and also I enjoy winding you up. To which Laura responded, you may find it funny to wind people up, but others think you're an annoying bleep.
Yeah,
which
and
I
don't want you to repeat what you also texted back to
her. I just thought that Toby should know how people feel about him.
Yeah, well, not everyone feels that way.
No, everyone does.
I think you felt that about me at that moment, which might have been fair
enough.
People
find you annoying because of the way you say things and the way you wind them up. No one else would have sent me that text when you know how passionate I am about reality TV.
Yeah, you were drunk.
I was drunk.
You were drunk.
You wanted a fight.
It's the Toby version of starting a punch up in a bar by going, did you spill my pint, or are you looking at my bird, or are you looking at me? You wouldn't do that because you play the French horn and you're born in the front of an Astra. So instead what you do is you send these belligerent texts going, she's not going to win. She doesn't deserve to.
I'm glad that made you feel really good.
I felt good about myself.
That was fine.
But I felt the personal insult back from Laura was a bit beyond.
That was a bit harsh.
Had to tell him about himself.
It's all about being self-aware.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm very self-aware. I texted her back saying, I'm enjoying winding you up. I was being very
aware. Were you actually watching this
program? I won't say what you...
Yeah, I saw the last half.
Can I just say he said the final text?
I know.
Do you know what it was?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, I did tell him.
Inappropriate.
Do you know what? At that point, I thought, that is below the belt.
Quite literally.
And I thought, I'm not going to go there.
No.
Do you know what?
Well,
I'm
going to
wipe this guy out of my life.
There was no response. No response to that.
Have you made up now? You have. I mean, the fact that you're in the same room together, or is it just
likes me very much.
Politeness?
He said sorry.
Gone down in her estimation.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time. We got some bits here of bloke talk bits that we've done in the past, and one of the things I thought was quite entertaining because it was
more impressive, wasn't it? Incredible.
Yeah.
This.
Well, I thought it was good. The one you're up for it, and two, that your bloke Dave was up for it as well.
Yeah.
So the background to this, you might remember, there was this TV show called Mr. and Mrs.
I'm seeing a theme to your relationship.
Yeah. And it was all about partners and husbands and wives who asked, answer questions about each other. And if they got it right, they got a speedboat or something. I don't know, or a carriage clock.
Dave didn't get a speedboat, did he?
No.
Or a carriage.
Did he get anything?
Let's not go there.
All right.
A kiss.
So, we did our version of Bloke Talk, Mr. and Mrs., and it went something like this. All right, so Toby and I are going to split the duty of being Derek Beatty, who's the man who asks the questions for Mr. and Mrs. He still does it on the circuit today. Toby, you're a journalist. You've probably got better shorthand skills than me. You need to jot down Dave's answers, because one of us needs to keep track. All right. So Dave, do you want to go first, Tobe? You go first with one of your questions.
Okay. Which of the seven dwarves would Laura be?
Oh, God. let me have a think.
Yeah.
Probably...
There's only seven of them.
I'd like to say a sneezy one.
Okay, sneezy. My go, all right. How do you know when Laura is angry with you over something? She must do
probably
something.
Probably by her shouting.
Oh, right, okay. Shouting. Oh. All right,
Toby,
you're
quite scary when she shouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Okay. What is Laura's favourite part of her own body?
Good question.
Her favourite part?
Yeah. Dave, remember, we're on your side. Well, we won't let you fail here, because you are a fellow geezer. It's all right.
Good,
but
good.
Don't cock it up, whatever you do.
I can see splitting up over this,
that's
to be honest.
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
We don't want to be the cause of that.
No. It's already happened once. Right, go on then. What's her favourite part of her body?
I'd say her eyes. I'd say she'd say probably her eyes.
Good answer. Well done. If you wanted to get into her good books, what meal would you cook her? Can you cook?
She does like macaroni and cheese.
Okay, macaroni
and cheese. She is a massive fan.
Safe territory. I like that. Cheese. All right, Toby, you'll go.
Okay. What is Laura's biggest guilty pleasure?
Oh, God. It's got to be chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
She loves chocolate.
Safe answer. Tell us one thing we do not know about her.
Well, you know about the animal noises already. one thing you don't know about her.
Yeah.
Let me have a think. new things.
Whilst you're pondering, just to let people know, this is Bloke Talk on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We said last week we would do Mr. and Mrs. We're true to our words. Laura has stepped out of the studio. Dave, our other half, is on the phone. And we're going to compare answers. We need to know one thing that we don't know about her, Dave.
Something quite embarrassing.
Yeah. Whatever you want.
Well, she used to have, actually, when she was about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
She used to have her own radio show with her sister, which was the worst thing I've ever heard. I've heard a recording of it, actually. They used to do bulletins, but Laura used to be a big sort of vegetarian and into all the kind of, you know,
that is fantastic. All
so
right.
They used to talk about sort of green issues and things on the radio.
And she used to be a vegetarian.
She did, yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we know that. She's talked about
14, 15 years. And
brilliant.
Then she had I think it was a garlic Kiev one day.
To break
and,
of all the things you choose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great. Used to do her own radio show. I love that. And you've heard the tapes.
I have, yes.
You haven't got a copy anywhere, have you?
I think we've got to get a copy of that.
Probably dig them out. You'd need... Ask her sister, Roz, if you can get hold of her.
We'll do that.
If you were upset, Dave, what would Laura do to cheer you up?
Careful.
This is a family show, isn't it?
Well, kind of. And if you want to suggest something, please use words that aren't too graphic.
She'd probably... I don't know, she does tend to dominate the TV a bit.
Right.
She sort of, you know, she likes the reality TV shows and things and won't really let me watch what I want to watch.
So she'd give you control of
the remote, maybe?
Exactly, yeah. Let me put the footy on for once, or, you know.
Dave, you're doing very well. Only a few more here. If Laura had to do an impression of a famous person, who would they do?
If Laura had to do an impression of a famous person?
Yeah. Do you reckon there's someone she can take off? Is there someone you know that she can do a reasonable, good impression of?
She's quite good at accents.
Okay.
Laura.
Should we just accept accent as our answer?
Yeah, she's good at accents. You know, she'd probably do a good Gordon Brown. I've heard her do a good Scottish accent.
All right, that'll do. Okay. All right, Tobes, you're going.
Okay, my final question for you is that how old was Laura when she had her first kiss? And for an extra point, who was it with?
I can't answer that. Last week with me.
No, hold on.
God. I know it was... I'm going to have to guess this, because I honestly don't know.
Okay. Go on, have a guess.
I'd say she's probably 13. And I don't know who it was.
I have no idea who we are. Okay. Fair enough.
Final question is for me. If Laura had to name one of your greatest qualities, what do you think she would say?
Probably my good looks, my sense of humour.
Blimey.
Modest.
You're not full of yourself or anything, are you?
No, not at all. No. Hold on. One of my good qualities.
Are you honest, Dave?
Yeah, I am quite honest. I'm quite laid back.
Okay.
Laid back.
I think that's a good quality. Okay. All right. I think that's it, Tobe, isn't it?
I think so.
We've done the 10 questions. Dave, we'll let you get back to your activity. And thank you for joining us on Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs.
It might
that
catch on.
That was really impressive, wasn't it?
He was good, wasn't he?
He was very good. I wouldn't get close to that with Pee-Pee.
I can now understand why you spent so long chasing him,
Pursuing
Laura.
Pursuing him.
He's a good man.
Absolutely.
Battering him down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a St. Was Helens lad.
Was there violence involved?
No, of course not.
So if you did Mr. and Mrs. with Pee-Pee, your current squeeze, what do you reckon you get out of 10?
About 10.
Do you know anything
two.
About her? What colour
do
are
you know
her
what?
Eyes?
Blue.
Right. You've rehearsed that, haven't you?
Yeah, well, you What's once asked me before
meal?
And I got it wrong.
What's her favourite meal?
Do you know what? She's the fussiest eater in the whole world. That would be really difficult. I could much easier tell you what she doesn't like than what she does.
Well, I've got some random questions for you. Chocolate or cake?
That's really difficult. Chocolate.
Coronation Street or EastEnders?
Coronation Street.
Is this Polly?
Yeah, it's all right. Everyone knows who she is.
Are we talking about Polly?
Yeah, PP. Polly, yeah.
thought you just asked.
She's been outed.
Maybe.
She was outed.
Of course, we're doing this now, but she, we, the listeners will never know.
Yeah, that's the point. Anyway. I just wanted to randomly test.
Go on,
you
do,
to
me,
see
do me another couple, and I'll ask her after this.
No, just ask Toby what he prefers.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson or Angelina Jolie?
Angelina Jolie.
Duncan. Janet Street Porter.
Hey.
or Katy Perry.
Oh, Janet Street Porter.
Over Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. God, there's a car crash, if ever there was one.
What about Lily Allen or Amy Winehouse?
I'm in love with Lily Allen.
Oh, you know, I am too. Have you seen did you see the pictures during the week?
She's beautiful.
Where she kind of like fell out of a dress. Well, actually, she didn't fall out of a dress, but she was on she was shooting a video for a new song. Side shot, revealing gaping hole in dress. You could see quite a bit, Topes. I've got
Duncan
a copy on my desk.
Fox, you're such a pervert.
Right, it is the last in the series of Bloke Talk, so I think what we need to do is actually say thank you to a few people, because we have been supported throughout, and this
Absolutely.
Is great. And, you know, we know a lot of people listen around the world because they download it. We've got the postcards to prove it. So if you are one of our listeners globally, you download it or you listen online, thank you.
Are we going to end by naming the Bloke Talk hero of the series?
No. Yeah. Also, if you've got involved on Bloke Talk using Facebook, MySpace, Bebo, Twitter
space,
then
Bebo.
Thank you. We got a germ of an idea that maybe Bloke Talk could carry on in some kind of podcast fashion. Don't know.
So the second series two needs
float
to be
that idea. So
a bit different.
Let us know your thoughts about potentially bringing Bloke Talk back in a future series. You can do it if you're part of the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, Bebo or MySpace.
We
let
will
us know.
Keep checking them.
Which
I might even
apart from Bebo, we don't check that.
Yeah, actually, has anyone ever used Bebo?
none of us knows what
we don't
Bebo
understand
because it was JD, the mute producer, who signed us to Bebo, and he went, "Look what I've done." I was going, "Great, that's thanks."
He's a clever man,
isn't he?
What
is it? All it remains for me to say is both of you, thank you, because you know some things we do here in the mighty tower, and it's like work. But for me, this has been like play.
Are we going to the Turkish barber now?
I might treat you to a little shave. So, Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. I've
Laura,
enjoyed
thank
myself.
You very much indeed.
Thank you, Duncan.
And this has been the last in the current series of Bloke Talk here on City Talk 105.9, the new home for great music and great conversation.
Listen, and log on to the Voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.